Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 18th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Quality of life in adults with transposition of the great arteries with a systemic right or left ventricle. This study evaluated quality of life in adults with transposition of the great arteries, including congenitally corrected transposition of the great arteries and dextrotransposition of the great arteries, by comparing patients with a systemic right ventricle and those with a systemic left ventricle. The cross-sectional analysis, part of the APPROACH Iodine Monosulfide 2 study, found that overall quality of life was similar between the two groups. However, patients with a systemic right ventricle exhibited lower physical composite scores, indicating poorer physical health compared to those with the systemic left ventricle. Article number 2. Predictive value of coronary lesion functional assessment using an OCT computational algorithm in the CLIMA study. This study evaluated the predictive value of coronary lesion functional assessment using optical coherence tomography, OCTOBER, derived optical flow ratio, OFR. The study found that an abnormal optical flow ratio, indicating functional significance of a coronary lesion, was associated with an increased risk of major adverse cardiac events. Furthermore, combining optical flow ratio with plaque morphology improved risk stratification for adverse cardiac events. Article number 3. Cardiovascular comorbidities predict mortality in acute pancreatitis. This study investigated the association between cardiovascular comorbidities and mortality in patients hospitalized with acute pancreatitis. Using German nationwide inpatient statistics from 2005 to 2019, the study revealed that pre-existing cardiovascular conditions significantly increased in-hospital mortality in patients with acute pancreatitis. These findings underscore the importance of considering cardiovascular comorbidities when assessing risk in managing patients with acute pancreatitis. Article number 4. Redo transcatheter aortic valve implantation for the management of transcatheter aortic valve failure. Design and rationale of the REVALVE study. The REVALVE study is a prospective, open-label registry designed to evaluate the feasibility and outcomes of redo transcatheter aortic valve implantation, TAVI, for bioprosthetic valve failure. Enrolling 300 patients across multiple centers in Europe and the Middle East, this study will assess the safety and efficacy of redo transcatheter aortic valve implantation, providing crucial data on this increasingly relevant treatment strategy. The primary endpoint will assess the composite of all-cause mortality, stroke, or rehospitalization for valve-related symptoms at 1 year. Article number 5. Loop diuretics, heart failure diagnosis, and outcome in primary care. This study examined heart failure assessment, diagnosis, and outcomes following loop diuretic prescription in primary care settings. Analyzing data from the Clinical Practice Research Data Link in the United Kingdom, the study revealed that a substantial proportion of patients prescribed loop diuretics were not assessed for heart failure prior to or after initiation. Furthermore, the study showed that patients who received heart failure assessment had better outcomes compared to those who did not, highlighting the importance of appropriate assessment and diagnosis in patients receiving loop diuretics. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.